Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Connors, and along with Alan Wenzel, I'd like to welcome you to the September 4th, 2025 episode of FreePod. Now, let's see what's going on.
Work has now begun on the Hancock Avenue Viaduct, closing that area to all traffic until further notice. Now, this project was delayed due to the need for Nicor to secure permits from the Canadian National Railway to work on the viaduct. The viaduct work is the first step in renovating the Hancock Bridge, which means that water main and storm sewers will be replaced, and the road will be lowered by 2.5 feet in order to allow semi-truck traffic and safety equipment to safely enter the arcade area. Please remember to obey road close signs and give street crews the proper space they need to complete their work. In other city news, Freeport has updated its trash and recycling collection procedures in a new brochure. Created in cooperation with the community's environmental study group, the new Got Trash brochure includes updated information about reusable products and recycling, what to put in your garbage, names and addresses of local businesses who accept reusable items, and tips on how to manage waste in and around your home. There's also composting information and a listing of hazardous products and how to dispose of them. A copy of this information is included in the print version of this episode, as well as a QR code where you can download a copy for printing. And finally, in city news, Freeport has reported that 7,100 tires were collected last Saturday at the tire recycling event. That's a lot of miles going to a good end. Thank you, everyone, for helping keep Freeport clean.
One of the most popular fall events, the Lena Fall Festival, begins tomorrow, Friday, September 5th, and continues through Saturday. Activities include rides and games, a parade at noon on Saturday, and music on Friday and Saturday nights. Food and craft vendors will offer taste treats galore, and lots of items that could make great holiday gifts. This annual event is hosted by the Lena Lions and enjoyed by many every year.
Have you ever wondered what's behind the doors of so many of the downtown buildings that are usually closed to the public? Well, you can now find out. Next Thursday, September 11th, the Greater Freeport Partnership will host Downtown Unlocked. It's a one-of-a-kind event offering exclusive access to the interiors of Freeport's historic downtown buildings. The event will occur from 4 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, September 11th. Now, participants will begin their journey at the Karcher Block Pocket Park at 17 West Stevenson Street, where they'll check in and receive a map of the featured properties. From there, they can tour buildings with potential for retail, office, residential, or other creative uses. Now, the goal of this event is to promote spaces in the downtown district for new and existing business owners to view and ask questions in a commitment-free format. This event is free and is a self-guided tour. Participants are encouraged to visit as many properties as they would like within the time frame allotted. Information about each property will be available in a short-form booklet with representatives on hand at each property to guide you and answer questions. Registration is appreciated to ensure there is enough material available for everyone. You can register at greaterfreeport.com/available properties or call 815-233-6301.
Freeport High School and Middle School were awarded this year's Sebrin Goodman Teen Institute Action Team of the Year. The Sebrin Goodman Teen Institute is a student leadership camp that takes place each July at Eastern Illinois University and brings over 300 middle school and high school students from across the state and beyond together to collaborate on substance use, misuse, and mental health prevention, leadership development, and student-led community advocacy. Freeport Action Team attended CGTI for the second summer this year and has made incredible strides in recruitment and engagement, nearly tripling in attendance. The Action Team of the Year Award is presented to a team that has gone above and beyond in their group efforts to create an impact in their community before and during their time at CGTI. The Freeport School participants were lauded for having gone above and beyond to do their own peer-to-peer outreach to create positive change while tapping into every resource available to them to ensure that their schools have access to the prevention and wellness education they deserve. The Freeport Action Team was presented the award at the camp's closing ceremony on July 17th.
At a recent meeting, the Board of Trustees of Highland Community College heard several reports on recent activities at the college. First of all, the board reviewed the remodeling and repurposing of space in the sciences and business tech buildings, as well as improvements to the athletic field parking lot. The board also received updates on the agriculture, welding, and nursing programs, and learned about major gifts of land and support for the ag program, as well as updates on several construction projects connected to the agricultural programs. Another major topic discussed was the proposed athletic and event center. This conversation is part of the ongoing work between Highland and the YMCA in planning for the next phase of their relationship. For more information about this project, listeners are encouraged to reference a recent extended interview that I conducted with Highland President Chris Kaberski and YMCA Executive Director Rich Haight. The interview can be found in the episode archives on FreePod's website. And another Highland news, the college's nursing students hit the road in their new mobile van offering free school physicals for local kids. The Highland Nursing and Allied Health Programs teamed up with the Stevenson County Health Department and the Carroll County Health Department to help students start the year off strong. And thanks all who visited the mobile unit.
This Saturday, September 6th, at the Apple River Fort near Elizabeth, you can watch live cooking demonstrations utilizing authentic 1830s recipes, techniques, and cast iron cookware over open fires from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. While tasting is not permitted for health and safety, visitors will receive recipe handouts so they can recreate these historic recipes at home. The event is hosted by the Apple River Fort Historic Foundation, which raised funds to reconstruct the fort and supports the historic site by funding Living History and other special programming, as well as other special projects. Built in 1832 during the Black Hawk War, the original Apple River Fort played a pivotal role in defending early settlers. It was one of the few forts attacked during the war and uniquely targeted by Black Hawk himself. For more information on this event and many others, visit appleriverfort.org and click on calendar.
Voices of Stevenson County is hosting their annual fundraising fall mum sale at the Lincoln Mall next Thursday, September 11th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Friday, September 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mums are just $12 each and are available in five great colors: red, orange, white, yellow, and a purple pink. You can pre-order by calling 815-235-9421. Don't miss out. These mums sell fast and are perfect additions to your home or fall garden.
The Freeport Public Library reports that they had a whopping 523 grade schoolers and middle school age students, as well as 91 teens sign up for their summer reading program this year, smashing previous records. The grand finale party was a hit too, with over 425 people celebrating their reading accomplishments. The library also broke a circulation record by checking out over, listen to this, 10,000 items for 2 months in a row. June and July were the busiest months in the history of the library, which continues to play such an important role in the community. Congratulations, Freeport Public Library.
As you begin your fall lawn and garden work, don't forget that if you have gardening questions, let the University of Illinois Extension Master Gardeners Program help you find the answers. This free service provides research-based horticultural information for the home gardener. You can call the Stevenson County Master Gardener Hotline at 815-235-4125, or submit your questions online on the website for the University of Illinois Extension for Stevenson, Winnebago, and Jodavis counties. You can find help by clicking on horticulture on that website for the University of Illinois Extension Service.
As we look at the week ahead, we hope you'll stop by Art in Every Stitch, a quilt show at the Freeport Art Museum Bed Turning event tonight from 4:30 to 6 o'clock p.m. at the museum at 121 North Harlem Avenue in Freeport. Featured artists will lift and turn quilts from a stack, sharing the personal stories, techniques, and inspirations behind each piece. Guests are invited and encouraged to bring their own quilts to add to the bed pile and share their histories in this community-centered tradition. Hey, pretzel fans! You can eat us, but you can't beat us! The first home football game of the season is tomorrow night, and I suggest you yell up at the announcer. He deserves it. The Pretzels will take the field against Belvedere North. Good luck, Pretzels!
If you're hungry tomorrow or Saturday, the Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend will be run by supporters of the Baileyville Reformed Church. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., serving brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. And also, don't forget the Farmer's Market tomorrow morning, both in downtown Freeport and near higher grounds on the south edge of the city, as well as in Lena. The Stevenson County Farmer's Market in downtown Freeport is continuing to collect donations for the Freeport Salvation Army Food Pantry. While food donations of any type are welcome, the market is focusing attention on providing local produce for the pantry.
The Cedarville Area Historical Society is hosting a mother-daughter tea from 1 to 3 p.m. to celebrate Jane Addams' 165th birthday. The event runs from 1 o'clock to 3 p.m. and offers sandwiches, desserts, salads, tea, and lemonade, as well as fun activities like a best hat contest. Tickets are $15 for each mom and daughter and $5 for others in their group. As another reminder, be sure that Brewfest is on your calendar in just a couple more weeks. This very popular annual event, Brewfest, is hosted by the Greater Freeport Partnership and is coming up on Saturday, September 27th. As always, attendees will not only be able to enjoy a variety of local beers, but also a whole afternoon of fun, food, and entertainment to celebrate the season. There are a lot of fun games, too. Trust me. Freepod will have more details in future episodes, but tickets are already available online at greaterfreeport.com. Just search on Brewfest to get yours today. If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of Freepod episodes.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview with Freepod and TimBeck 2 host Tim Connors. He visits with Dr. Anna Alvarado, Superintendent of Schools for Freeport School District 145, and they talk about the recent changes in locations for lower grades that will take effect for this new school year. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime.
Thanks, Alan. Next Tuesday, Freepod host Alan Wenzel will chat with Risa Tyler, director of the FHN Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center, about its 30th anniversary, providing cancer care for the Freeport area. This pod will post at noon on Tuesday, September 9th, and be available to listen to then or anytime after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice. As always, Freepod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team Freepod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at Northern Public Radio, one word, .org. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. hancock.org.
And with that, time's up for this week. Along with Tim Connors, I'm inviting you to tune in again next Thursday at noon or any time after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform to listen to our newscast to discover what's happening in Freeport.